KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 71. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store. They're your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Creston Police Department reports this morning a man was arrested late Friday night for assaulting a police officer. 21-year-old Patrick Liams of Creston was taken into custody at around 11:45 p.m. and charged with aggravated assault. Three counts of assault on a peace officer with injury, attempting to disarm a peace officer of a dangerous weapon, and public intoxication in the third degree. Liams was being held at the Ringgold County Jail on $5,000 bond. 18-year-old Kagan Williams of Creston was arrested Saturday evening at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston. Police say Williams faces possession of paraphernalia and possession of marijuana with intent to sell charges. He was later released on $5,000 bond. And 59-year-old Deborah Feldhacker of Creston was arrested Friday night at the Union County Jail on a charge of OWI first offense. She was later released on $1,000 bond. Creston police say they also received a report from officials at Walmart in Creston with regard to a theft. Store management said an unknown female stole numerous items of girls' clothing, a doll, and a magazine. The theft, which happened at around 5 p.m. Saturday, resulted in a loss of about $157. Mayors of three of Iowa's largest cities say they're searching for the money to buy body cameras for police officers. Council Bluffs Mayor Matt Walsh.
We actually started to investigate that well over 2 years ago, prior to the most recent instances that have happened throughout the country. We think that juries will come to expect that type of evidence in a trial, and so we think it's probably the wave of the future.
Des Moines Mayor Frank County said cameras in Des Moines police patrol cars have gone a long ways in helping to prove cases in court, and equipping Des Moines cops with body cameras is being given strong consideration.
Which would be helpful in conversation between the officer, substantiate what was said, how it was reacted to by the offender or the accused offender, could help make the case one way or the other and protect both public safety and the individual.
The mayors made their comments during a joint appearance this past weekend on Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program. Iowa City plans to have its police equipped with body cameras before this fall. A few departments in Iowa have already been using body cameras. A main expense is not the camera itself, but finding a way to store all the video that's being recorded. Don't speed, and definitely don't speed in Council Bluffs. The Daily Nonpareil reports a study by the website nerdwallet.com ranked Council Bluffs as the most expensive Iowa city in which to receive a speeding ticket. The study estimated the true cost of a ticket for speeding anywhere from 11 to 15 miles per hour over the speed limit is $560.70. Drivers in Iowa pay $168 in fines, fees, and court costs for a speeding ticket, according to the Iowa Department of Public Safety. The total reached by NerdWallet accounted for the average increase in insurance premiums after a citation, $130.90, multiplied by 3 years. Steve Cates, a Council Bluffs Allstate insurance agent, noted that the increased premium for a ticket generally lasts 3 years if a driver doesn't receive another ticket afterward. Jeff Chu with NerdWallet says vehicular thefts, population density, driving record, marital status, employment status, age, and gender are among the factors that determine a driver's insurance rates. On average, Iowa drivers pay $786 for car insurance yearly, according to NerdWallet. And after a single speeding ticket, annual car insurance premiums will increase by an average of $105 to $891 a year, according to the study. The average annual cost per driver in Council Bluffs is just over $921. And a little more than $1,052 after a ticket. Kate says he believes rates in the area are higher because of a large number of crashes in Council Bluffs as compared to other cities. Bettendorf has the second highest true cost of a ticket at $553.50, followed by Sioux City at $553.60, Des Moines at nearly $532, Davenport just under $530, Pleasant Hill a little more than $522, Urbandale $518, Dubuque, $513, West Des Moines, nearly $503, and Boone, at around $501, round out the top 10. Other findings in the study, according to NerdWallet, include the average Iowa driver's car insurance rate goes up 13.3% after just a single speeding ticket. All Iowa drivers face the same speeding ticket fine of $168, but the true cost of a speeding ticket varies depending on location, and not all drivers face the same insurance increases. After 3 years, drivers in Council Bluffs will pay nearly $125 more than those in Knoxville. And four of the top 10 most expensive places to get a speeding ticket are Des Moines, West Des Moines, Pleasant Hill, and Urbandale. They're in Polk County, the state's most populous county. The city council in Sioux City is expected to vote today on a proposal for a special baseball field for mentally and physically disabled players in Sioux City. If the development agreement were approved, Miracle League of Sioux City will be allowed to build a $750,000 field at the Riverside Recreational Sports Complex. The project would include a playground. If the agreement were approved, the city would give the developer a $330,000 grant. Construction would begin May the 12th and end on September 15th. Miracle League provides baseball for people regardless of mental or physical capacity. There are similar facilities in Des Moines and Omaha. The field and playground will be built on custom-designed rubberized material that would accommodate wheelchairs or other devices. He's seen for himself how it works, offered to explain why it would be useful in Iowa, and try to get state legislators to approve it for statewide use. But as another legislative session winds down with only a limited chance of action on a proposal to keep alcohol offenders out of jail with twice daily sobriety testing, Woodbury County Sheriff Dave Drew is discouraged, according to the Sioux City Journal. He says this should be a bipartisan issue. Drew lamented the legislature's failure to move ahead with the so-called 24/7 sobriety program this session. The program, in wide use in South Dakota, allows people convicted of alcohol-related offenses to continue living with their families and going to work instead of being locked up. Legislators remain at odds over the main function of the Iowa General Assembly, and that is coming up with a state spending plan. For example, the two parties have been wrangling since January over how much state aid to forward to Iowa's public schools for the school year that begins in August. Senate Democratic leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs says Republicans are unwilling to compromise.
It's kind of messy for them. Their leadership says we've drawn a line in the concrete, not the sand. We've drawn a line in the concrete, and we're not going to go over that.
House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Republican from Hiawatha, said Republicans in the House are sticking with their original proposal, which would forward an additional 1.25% in general state support to public school districts.
The members of the House Problem Caucus, 57 of us, have had extensive conversations with Iowans about balancing ongoing revenue with ongoing expenses, and that's exactly what they have asked us to do, and that's what they expect us to do.
The latest report from the Legislative Services Agency indicates the state collected 4.6% more in taxes last month when compared with April of last year. Paulson and his Republican colleagues in the House want to develop a budget plan that's less than what Republican Governor Terry Branstad and Democrats in the Senate have proposed. Paulson has said the ultimate goal is to return that money to Iowans in the form of a tax cut. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.